Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Brandon Stevens met with the media at training camp at Owings Mills.
How y'all doing?
So Brandon, has it been like for you this year compared to previous years where you're cross-training at so many different positions? Has it allowed you to kind of hone in on maybe the finer details that maybe were a little more challenging to do in the past?
Yeah, I mean, I'm locked in that corner, you know, approaching it the same way, you know, still trying to, you know, become a better version of myself. But yeah, I'm locked in on corner, and you know, that's really just my only job right now.
Brandon, you guys have a new defensive coordinator trying to figure out your own culture. How do you balance when you're starting quarterback goes into the huddle? You said he was talking snap calls and asking you guys to kind of pull up a bit. How do you balance?
Yeah, I mean, we just attack each day, you know, with enthusiasm, you know, and no matter who's out there, you know, we're built to attack, you know, and play our style of defense.
Having been around him for like 2 months, has there been anything with Nate Wiggins that he's kind of come down to?
Yeah, man, his speed. He's definitely got the speed, but, you know, the way he just approaches every day, you know, always trying to learn, you know, asking the right questions, you know what I mean, and just trying to learn from, you know, guys that have been here.
Brandon, after you have a year like last year where, like, you established yourself, what is next for you that you want to do this year?
Yeah, just like I said, just become a better version of myself. You know, last year was last year. So, you know, my focus this year is just taking it up a notch, you know, making the plays that, you know, that I left out on the field last year, you know, and just becoming, you know, one of the best DBs corners in the league.
Brandon, on the ground, you have talent everywhere, you know, in the secondary specifically. Does you guys have a sense that you can really accomplish something great just with the amount of depth and talent just from top to bottom with safety and corner?
We definitely had depth, you know, like you said, you know, but, you know, just because you have depth doesn't mean that it's going to get the job done, you know. So we know that we still have to go out, you know, attack each day, you know, and take what's ours. And, you know, the sky's the limit for us, and we know that. But we just got to continue to work and work as a unit.
So much depth. How do you sort of see that manifesting
man, that might be a ZO question, but yeah, I mean, we have guys that can play, you know, all sorts of positions, you know, from the top down, to be honest. And you know, if you put guys in different positions, you never know, you know, what, you know, the offense can never know what's being thrown at them. So being able to have guys that can, you know, play multiple positions, you know, definitely is in our favor.
Brandon, I think last year you were one of the most targeted cornerbacks in the league. After the great season you had last year, do you expect that to be the case again this year, and do you even care?
Man, I honestly really don't care. Just, you know, honestly, my mindset every play is the ball's coming to me. Even if it's, you know, 4th and inches, I feel like the ball's going to come to me. So, yeah, I'm just, you know, win my one-on-ones, and, you know, that's how my mindset is.
You're such a competitive guy. Like, do you still feel like you're out to prove yourself?
Absolutely, man. You know, last year was just, you know, I just felt like I, you know, just got my feet wet last year. And, you know, I don't even think about last year anymore, to be honest. You know, it's a new year. I got to, you know, go out and improve myself. I'm sure there's, you know, a lot of doubters still out there. You know, I'm, like I said, I'm expecting the ball every play. And so, yeah, I definitely have a chip on my shoulder. Yeah.
Every player who goes into a contract year has a different way of dealing with that. How do you deal with that mentally?
I'm not even worried about it. You know, I'm just here to do my job. The rest will take care of itself. You know, and, you know, I let that side just, you know, just handle itself. You know, I can't really do anything about it on my own. All I can do is, you know, come out here on the field and, you know, continue to prove myself.
All right, thanks, Brandon.
Yeah, appreciate it.